The workplace is changing a lot these days. For example, the coworker who used to sit next to you in the office may now telecommute and work from home part of the week. Or the person who used to sit next to you may now stand next to you. Standing desks are a growing part of the office, and that now includes the offices of the Nashua Telegraph. That new innovation is thanks to David Brooks, who writes the weekly Granite Geek Science column for the Telegraph and for graniteGeek.org. His latest column is about his adventures setting up and using a standing desk. Hi there.
Hello.
A standing desk. You weren't just looking for a reason to build something in the office, were you? What made you want a standing desk?
A not uncommon scenario for people of my age in the prime of life is that I blew out my back and I was stuck in bed for a couple of days and it was very scary. So I started looking into the health things and doing exercises and all that kind of hoo-ha. But one of the things that everybody said was that sitting all day is bad, and unfortunately I sit at my computer a lot. And so they started talking about not sitting at your desk and still working. And really the only way to do that easily if you're a computer-bound person is to set up some kind of a standing desk. And there are lots of them out there that cost ridiculous amounts of money and look really cool, but I basically nailed together three boards and created a sort of a platform that'll fit my keyboard and mouse, and so I can put it on top of my desk and raise up the monitor and use that for a while, and then I can put it under the desk and sit down for a while and put it on top of the desk and stand up for a while, and variety is the spice of the workplace, I guess.
The science says that the benefits of the standing desk are not so much coming from the standing but from the not sitting. Is that right?
Yeah, it is a not sitting desk. That's really what I call it, because the standing part, although people can get a little carried away with the standing stuff, but it's changing your position, frankly, as much as anything is the whole goal. The research is piling up that it can have a lot of other kind of weird effects. The one that really gets me is and this is far from settled, but it seems that muscles that are not used much, they don't respond to insulin very well. Insulin carries glucose and energy, keeps them going. And so as a result, your pancreas starts generating more insulin just to kind of goose up these muscles that aren't doing much. And so you have extra insulin, which may be related to increased rates of various cancers. It's not certain, but it's kind of a scary correlation.
Something like that might prompt someone to say, well, I'm just going to start standing all day. But what I've seen from my own standing desk and from my colleagues is that some work is better done sitting down.
Well, I mean, I have trouble, for example, taking notes when I'm doing a phone interview with somebody and I'm typing notes. I usually do that better sitting down just because I type better sitting down. I find standing for, you know, a couple hours at a time gets a little wearisome on my feet. However, you talked earlier about I'd sort of started a trend. And in fact, I did with first time in my life. I'm a trendsetter. Is I started doing setting up my standing desk in the Telegraph newsroom, I don't know, a couple years ago. And everybody made fun of me, of course. But after a while, the evidence started piling up, and one day another one of our reporters, speaking of piling up, instead of building something, he grabbed a bunch of old dictionaries and various bits of stuff lying around and sort of built a gimcrack assemblage on his desk that he could put his keyboard and mouse on, and he started standing up, and another one started standing up, too. One of the copy editors started standing up, our features editor started standing up. Well, actually, the other day, somebody was trying to scrounge up a couple more dictionaries to raise their keyboard, and they were all already grabbed by other standing desk people. And so there's, at any given time, a good half the newsroom will be standing up while they're working now, which is, I pat myself on the back for that.
Well, David, thanks as always. Happy standing.
You bet.